there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Not forever, just for this Friday. Folks from King's Hawaiian are in. Chef Greg, and he gave me the menu. It's so detailed, and there's words in here that I don't even know how to pronounce. Carne asada slider. Guajillo? Guajillo?
Yeah, I think you're pretty close.
Dusted ribeyes. Blistered O-A-X-A-C-A?
Oaxaca.
Oaxaca.
Oh, hey, blistered Oaxaca. That's what Aaron Rodgers did, didn't he? The Venezuelan avocado sauce, salsa criolla, and that's on the King's Hawaiian pretzel slider buns. The Fog City slider, that's smoked turkey, arugula, bacon, peppers, havarte, that's cheese, correct?
Correct.
Green goddess slaw. On the OG Hawaiian roll, and the Milford Man Cave Lobster Slider, that's Maine lobster, Bernaise sauce, crispy potatoes on the original slider bun. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Man, I just went out. I love watching people create. If it's a carpenter, if it's a mechanic, if it's a chef, and I just like to see the whole process. They always got like six things going at once. And it's always when Chad from Traeger comes in and you just watch them prepare stuff, you're like, I don't know if I could do it. Now, they do this every day, but I'm always amazed when you see somebody create something. You're like, man, I'm jealous of that. Yeah, Paul.
If you could wave a wand, go back in time and learn how to become an expert in one like side thing, you're still going to do what you do for a living. Mm. Like woodworking, like building, food, like cooking or other. Music, even like playing an instrument.
All of them.
But I mean, you got to pick one.
I know. That's like I would love to be able to be a carpenter. I'd love to be able to play guitar.
Cooking?
Yeah, but not as much. Like, here's the problem. Whenever my wife will say, hey, dinner, why don't you do dinner tonight? Well, I want it to be great. And then when it's not great, and then I don't want to do it again.
But do you have a thing, like a go-to?
Not really. Not really.
Your go-to is not doing it?
Yeah, pretty much. I guess if I was going to learn a trade, I would probably say mechanic. I'd like to be able to rebuild cars.
Restore cars?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That does.
Yeah. And you can make some money doing that. But, you know, even guys who do woodworking and it's, you know, you do things with your hands. I'm always amazed at that. Yeah. Great respect for that. All right. Final hour. It's a Meat Friday. My thanks to Traeger for supplying the grills to King's Hawaiian for them to create a masterpiece here. The Feast of Resistance. Thursday night football, the Giants acted like the Giants, and the Niners acted like the Niners. I'm wondering how much of a bath Vegas took last night, because there were a couple of bets, give the points to the Giants, and Christian McCaffrey would score a touchdown. Those were two that felt like everybody is going to probably pile on here. I don't know what the over-under was. I would have taken the under, but I don't know what that final number was. And McCaffrey scoring a touchdown, because he scored a touchdown in, what, now 12 consecutive games, including regular season and postseason. But last night, Niners kind of did what they needed to do. Here's Brock Purdy, the Niners quarterback.
Obviously, you want to win every game, but, you know, we have a high standard. We have a standard that, you know, we want to be the best versions of ourselves. And you know, so for us, it's sort of like, yeah, we win the game, which is most important, which is great. But there's stuff out there that we can, you know, clean up and be better at. So that's the standard that, you know, we have here. And, you know, we have, what, 14 more games to do that, you know, to be the best versions of ourselves and clean things up. So we're going to take it one day at a time. But it's huge for us to be, you know, 3-0 and have momentum.
By the way, the Giants have allowed 98 points and generated zero takeaways. Since 1960, only one team has accomplished that feat. The 1998 Detroit Lions, they allowed 101 points through three games without a takeaway.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, tap, tap, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what stat of the day.
Top. Yes, Paul.
I have one issue from last night's game.
Okay.
There's a play, I think it was in the second quarter, and Herb Street's on the call there. And it's Daniel Jones on a quarterback sneak. They had two guys behind him, like a bulldozer. They were pushing him. He's a big dude. He kind of burrows himself. He kind of goes under the backside of the center to the right. And then two linebackers fly over the top. Mm-hmm. You can see nothing from either side. You can't see where the ball is. You could barely see where Daniel Jones as a person is from any angle. Mm-hmm. They had the top shot. So even if you wanted to review it, there's linebackers on top of Daniel Jones' back. And they go, first down. They just gave it to him. Like, no big deal. And Herbstreit goes, that was first down? Because Daniel Jones does not move forward in any way on the play. I would actually say that he probably went back a foot. Mm. Are they going to eventually have to put a chip in the ball on both sides or all sides of it and use computers to decide first downs? Because of this new Jalen Hurts bulldozer play, you can see nothing. You can see less than you could 2 years ago.
I'm surprised they haven't done it. I thought that they were working on that to put a chip. But you'd have to have it at both ends of the football, because you could have the ball in your hand, and if the chip is back by, you know, your elbow as opposed to your fingers, then, you know, that's the difference of a yard. But, yeah, I could see them getting to that point. I don't know how those officials run in there, and they're like, I know exactly where to spot this. And I'm thinking, how much of this is just guesswork? I have an approximation of, I think it's right around in this area. Yes, yes.
You're still peeling like 6-7 guys off of the ball. So how, you got the refs standing there. I got the spot.
Yeah. The news yesterday, the Cowboys, they lost Trayvon Diggs. This has been a dominant defense, and 10 sacks, 7 takeaways in just 2 games. So they lose Trayvon Diggs. Micah Parsons is going to continue to be Micah Parsons, but Dallas has yet to play an elite quarterback. So with Diggs not there, you got Stephon Gilmore. He's a former All-Pro. And Gilmore, though, is 33. And you got some games against Keenan Allen, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Amon-Ra, St. Brown. So they're on the schedule. That Dallas defense has gotten to the quarterback. The question is, can they continue to get to the quarterback, and is that back end going to be able to hold up its end of the bargain? Poll question for the final hour of the program. We'll talk to the former NFL quarterback, Todd Blackledge. He'll be on the call. He's in South Bend, Ohio State, against Notre Dame. Also, when you're thinking of college football, Alabama against Mississippi. When's the last time Alabama, under Nick Saban, lost 2 games before Thanksgiving? I was going to say September, but I don't think that's ever happened. But if he would lose again, I'm not saying he's going to, but you're going against Lane Kiffin.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yes, dot, dot, dot. What about Clemson? Clemson against Florida State, dot, dot, dot. These coaches don't lose games. They don't lose many, and they don't lose many in, you know, to start out a season. Yes, Paulie.
Over the past 13 years, Nick Saban has averaged exactly one regular season loss a year.
Yeah.
Like two is, I can't find a two. A, he's had one two-loss regular season I can find in the past 13 years.
Yeah. He doesn't lose two games before Thanksgiving. Yes, Marv.
How many losses would it take for Alabama to be clear out of the college football playoff? Like, would they have to lose, like, three regular season games to be, like,
three
out?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, three definitely. Two, not necessarily.
Depending on, like, maybe who or
how
much.
Yeah, but great college football weekend. Also, did you see where the athletic director at Oregon State must be a big fan of this show? Because I've been talking about once you get all of these big-time programs together, maybe you have 40 schools who are going to have a model based off of what the NFL and maybe the Premier League has, that you would have relegation. So that's what the athletic director brought up, that maybe you have. Now, this was drafted by Boise State's associate athletic director, Michael Walsh, that there's talk of maybe you have relegation. You can move up and down through different divisions or leagues based upon on-field performance each season. Yeah, that's what I've been saying. Add a little bit more to this. And the fact that you're going to have these conferences, these big schools, and maybe everybody is under the same roof there. And wouldn't it be cool at the end of the season? And you have this with the Premier League, with relegation at the end of the year. And some of the most exciting games are the relegation games. And what it means, the importance of being relegated or moving up, I think it would be a lot of fun.
And if you read into the details of this, it's a little too complicated to give, but it keeps the Power Five conferences intact. It doesn't change that.
No.
It just changes who floats in and out of the bottom of those conferences. Like if Vandy has a horrible season, they go down to another conference that's best for them regionally, and someone goes up.
So you have Florida State, Clemson, Colorado, Oregon, UCLA, Utah, which is sneaky good, Ole Miss, Bama. You got Oregon State, Washington State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Iowa and Penn State. A couple of phone calls in here. Jeff in Syracuse. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Long, long, long time listener. I've enjoyed your show and what you do and all your Danettes. I'm actually an alumnus here at Crappensburg State.
Wow.
And I don't know if you're aware or not, but the chancellor is retiring next spring. And so I'm part of a search committee looking for a chancellor to replace him and would like to your permission to nominate you as the next chancellor here at Crappensburg State.
That is quite an honor, Jeff. In 4 years from now, when I retire, I'd be more than happy to be the chancellor at Crappensburg State. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I can confirm. I just looked it up. Chancellor Robert Sharman has left.
Bobby Sharman.
Yes, in the position.
Bobby Sharman.
Oh, what a run.
Yeah. He had the runs.
Oh.
What a run.
Right.
Wow.
Nathan in Denver. Good morning, Nathan. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP.
Hey, bud.
How are you doing?
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
6'3", medium, 220. All right. I think you're really missing the boat on the Crappensburg State mascot.
All right. Enlighten me.
It should be the Fighting Crappies.
The Crappies. The fish?
That's it.
Oh, I've caught crappie. I've caught crappie before. Yeah, you don't pronounce it crappie, but it's crappie.
Crappie.
Yeah.
All right.
It's spelled crappie, but it's pronounced crappie.
I just think the idea of, like, for some reason, it's Crappensburg State, but the mascot and like logo or whatever is like a knight on a horse for some reason. Like, it's just, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Fred in West Virginia. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, DP. How are you?
Great, Fred.
Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go with this Crappensburg State. I think that they're going to be in a bowl game this next year. The Continental Bowl with Crappensburg State Dukies and the PMOR-U Golden Wave.
All right. Thank you. The PMOR
you.
Cottonelle.
Hi, Fred. Getting after it. I love it.
You know how other football teams, when they're in the big game, they put up a four for the fourth quarter?
Mm,
at crap you, it's
deuce.
Two. We
deuce.
Own the second quarter.
Yeah.
We
own the second quarter.
No one else
second
does
quarter
it.
Team. Yeah. Classic second quarter team.
Boy band music today. Marvin, that's our theme music today. Jeff in New Orleans joins us on that topic. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, DP. Hey. 5'10 and a soft 220.
Soft.
Just got my Krabbensburg State T-shirt in the mail. Quite pleased with it. It's, love to be an alumni now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check in with a boy band, a band that goes overlooked all the time, believe it or not, is Three Dog Night. They had three lead singers. They stood up front. They played a little instruments. They played guitars and whatnot, but their backup band was behind them, and they stood up front and sang. You guys might want to check out Come to the Celebrity Ball or Mama Told Me Not to Come. They're all three-part harmonies, really great stuff.
Yeah, so. Three Dog Night, yeah. But I don't know if they were young enough that you have to be a boy band. I don't know. Menudo is one of the first boy bands. I mean, that was a big deal. Menudo, Ricky Martin was the breakout star of that.
Wasn't Menudo... Didn't they have sort of like just a rotating cast of
yeah, I
kids?
Think
like,
so.
Like once you sort of like aged out, they sort of brought in a new
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Transfer portal.
Yeah.
What's that, Tommy? A mustache? Sorry, pal. You're out.
Yes.
Too old.
Yeah. But it feels like there are boy bands. What's the one from Korea? BTS? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like feels like they, like one had to go into the military. And then I think they just plug in somebody else.
Oh, is that right?
I think plug and play. Fritzy likes to point out at Krappensburg State, they're always going for two.
It's unsportsmanlike. You're up 30-3 late in the game. Why are you going for two? I understand the Krappensburg thing, but come on.
It's a tradition.
It's a sportsmanship.
It's a tradition. Nailed we
it.
Go for two. You can pick up your Krappensburg State T-shirt at danpatrick.com. Paulie has his on right now.
Gorgeous. I'm going to wear it this weekend. I want to see if I get a reaction.
I always have to be careful with what T-shirt I wear. There's Marvin's hands. There's Krappensburg State, and then there's Suck It Front Row or Back Row. And then sometimes I don't realize I'm out, and then I might be with, you know, grown-ups.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, what's Suck It Back Row? And then I'm trying to explain it, and I can't explain it. Or Marvin's handprints. Handprints.
See what okay. See the blue. Okay.
Thank you.
Krappensburg State, blue.
Blue, blue. All right, let me take a break. What time?
Can you wear the Feel It In My Plum shirt among a group out of
that's another one. Like, we have a couple of them that you just got to be careful, you know, who's going to be out with you in the group. Yes, Marv.
Those are what I call conversation starters.
They are.
Those are interesting.
Well, I went to Starbucks, and it said, suck it front row. And the barista goes, wait, is that directed at us? And I go, oh, no, no. And I said, no, it has to do with work.
He didn't throw his visor down and start crying, did he, or anything?
No, it was a woman.
Oh, but they weren't mad at you, were they?
No, they didn't know what it meant.
Oh.
And it's one of those, you just put the T-shirt on because I come in here in the man cave, and then I forgot, and I'm like, oh, no. No. It has to do with guys at work. Yes, Tom.
Just tell me you have a separate Suck It Barista's shirt. You just didn't wear that one. This is just Suck It Front Row. It's nothing to do with him.
A Suck It Starbucks one?
Yeah. You just didn't want to wear it that day.
I'm going to take a break. Is that okay?
Let's do that.
All right. By the way, one more time for Paulie. His birthday is this weekend.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Please stop.
Happy birthday.
Please stop.
They can't hear you, Paulie. Happy birthday.
So glad it's on a Sunday.
Happy birthday.
No show Sunday.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to be saying happy birthday on Monday.
That's even worse.
Follow up on Sunday. All right. We'll take a break.
Next week's your birthday week, Paul.
Yay. Yay.
Happy birthday week.
All right. Let me take a break. Todd Blackledge will join us from South Bend after this. Another week of football, DraftKings Sportsbook is ready to help you. Get in on all the action. New customers, bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw down a fiver on any of this week's epic matchups and walk away an instant winner. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Football is more fun when you're in on all the action. Download the app now. Sign up with the promo code Patrick. New customers, bet just $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The promo code is Patrick. Fritzy,
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Oh, this is yours?
It is. I remember I have two daughters who are teenagers, so over the past 10 years I've heard a bit of One Direction.
I have a friend of the show. He says that Boys to Men were like the 1980s Giants. They gave birth to the Patriots, and also known as NSYNC. Timberlake is Tom Brady, still one by himself. Backstreet Boys would be Peyton Manning's Colts, very good, but never good enough. This guy really loves his boy band and bands, and he's giving it way, way too much thought. But thank you. Thank you, Evan. Get some more phone calls. Todd Blackledge set to join us. He'll be doing the game. He'll join us from South Bend here in a moment. I was curious what Nick Saban's stats are in September in his coaching career. Since taking over at Alabama, 2007, 62-4. 62-4 in September. 27-0 in September from 2016 through 2022. That's 27-0. Prior to November 1st, Nick Saban's record is 121-8. But if Ole Miss wins, so now you got two losses. Does it become a thing if Clemson loses?
That's a good way of saying it. It becomes a thing.
Thing, yeah. Because we're big on things. Colorado's a thing. You're not going to get fired, but it's a thing, right? No? By the way, A.J. McCarron will join us coming up on Monday, the former Alabama quarterback. Also, we were wondering about this. Micah Parsons right now is league MVP. All right? Now, I know Tua is the favorite to win the MVP, according to DraftKings. I don't know where Micah Parsons is on that list. We've had the defensive player win the MVP, the overall MVP, twice. I think Lawrence Taylor and Alan Page. They don't make the vote totals public, so I don't know where J.J. Watt finished any of those years. He was the defensive player of the year, and it always felt like that was sort of the cop-out. Like pitchers, hey, you got the Cy Young, you shouldn't be up for MVP, and I disagree. I think there have been cases when pitchers were the most valuable player. Do you have the current odds on MVP?
Yeah, and unless I'm going to check, I'm checking a few sites. I don't have Micah Parsons in the top 10. And I got Tua, Mahomes, Josh Allen, the usual suspects. It seems like almost like it's they shuffle defenders to defensive MVP.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's not replaceable.
He's even more important now with Trayvon Diggs going down, right? I would think.
I think you can get Micah Parsons at, like, he's 12th in the MVP odds on the places we see.
How is that possible? Now, okay, I can make a case that a quarterback has more of an impact, any of these quarterbacks. Brock Purdy has more of an impact on a game because he's the quarterback. But Micah Parsons, as far as people who make plays, is the most valuable player right now. Right? I mean, the Jets defensive coordinator came out and said, we underestimated how fast he was. Did you not watch film?
Could you make the case that he would be harder to replace than Tua would be with Miami? Because whatever quarterback took over for Tua would still have Hill and Waddle.
Yeah.
I know it's you're splitting hairs, but it's closer than being ranked 12th the MVP.
I want to play what Andy Staples said yesterday. Andy was on. He covers college football. The website is And One. And he was talking about I wanted him to compare Justin Fields and Brock Purdy with Justin Fields coming out of Ohio State and where the receivers are always open. And then Brock Purdy playing at Iowa State where he had to sometimes throw his receivers open. So here's a portion of what Andy Staples had to say comparing Justin Fields to Brock Purdy.
I think that's going to be the question until one of them kind of breaks out and becomes a success in the NFL is, are they not asked to do the things that they need to do? And the other just obvious thing with Ohio State quarterbacks, their receivers are so much better than everyone else. There's a different kind of open at Ohio State than somewhere else. Like, I'll give you an example. Brock Purdy's receivers at Iowa State weren't nearly as open as Justin Fields' receivers at Iowa. So Brock Purdy had to learn to fit it in there. Justin Fields, for the most part, had somebody wide open.
That's Andy Staples. I had not heard that, and I really like that analogy, that comparison that he had. Let's bring in Todd Blackledge. He played the position, won a national title at Penn State, former NFL quarterback, and he will be there NBC Big Ten Saturday night, South Bend. It'll be Catherine Tappan, Noah Eagle. Todd will be in the booth with them. And festivities start tomorrow night at 7:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Todd, let me start there with what Andy Staples was saying. The challenge of coming into the NFL where quarterbacks have receivers open as opposed to a quarterback who has to throw his receivers open.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting point. I mean, you still have to have basic mechanics and fundamentals to be an accurate thrower, you know, even if you don't have to fit in all tight windows and you have guys getting open, yeah, you still have to put the ball in the right spot. I think in the case of a Brock Purdy, he also, you know, he didn't necessarily have the ability to, you know, to run, extend plays, do all that kind of things the way a Justin Fields does. And so he had to make sure that he was good with his timing, good with his accuracy, good with his anticipation, just to, you know, to be good, period, as a college quarterback. And certainly that's translated well for him in the NFL, too.
So what's Justin Fields' issue?
You know, I haven't watched enough to know. I mean, obviously, it seemed like he and the offensive staff need to be on the same page. You know, they need to understand, okay, these are the things I do well. Let's build around that. These are the things I don't like. And they just need to get on the same page and make sure that they are calling plays that he can be successful at and that he feels confident and comfortable in. And I think it's a combination. I think it's him maybe, you know, locking in a little bit more and becoming more accurate and more in tune to what it takes to be a high-level quarterback. And then I think the coaching staff and the play calling need to work in conjunction with him in a higher way.
How much of an advantage is Sam Hartman's age?
I think it's a huge advantage. I mean, in fact, just watching him on the practice field and just, you know, his presence, it reminds me of the presence Stetson Bennett had with Georgia the last 2 years, an older guy. Now, Sam had way more playing experience than Stetson Bennett, you know, but it's just that maturity that you know, you're in a locker room with a lot of 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. And here's a guy who's played 50 games at the Division I level, the Power 5 level. And so and he's got the beard. I mean, he looks older, you know, and he acts older. And I think that's a calming presence on that football team.
How good is Marvin Harrison?
He's as good as I've seen. I mean, and I've seen some great Alabama wide receivers, some outstanding players at Ohio State before him. I don't know that I've seen anybody any better than Marvin. I mean, he is the complete package. I mean, he's big. He's extremely fast. He runs great routes. He has excellent hands. And I just think the ceiling for him is still out there. I think when he gets to the next level, you know, he'll be an even better player.
But is there a comparison? We always like comps. Is he a Larry Fitzgerald or is he a Randy Moss or?
I would say probably closer to Randy Moss, you know, in my opinion, because of the speed, you know, and because he does have that outstanding speed that, you know, the long speed and on top of, you know, the quickness and the route running, which I think the route running and a lot of the nuances of being a wide receiver, he got from his dad, you know, and was taught because Marvin Sr. was an outstanding receiver and route runner, Hall of Famer. But Marvin Jr. is a bigger body, and typically it's harder for bigger body guys to be intricate route runners. And so that, to me, is one of the things that makes him very special.
Todd Blackledge will be on the call, NBC. It'll be Big Ten Saturday night. It'll be Ohio State at Notre Dame, and that'll be starting at 7:30 Eastern on NBC in Peacock. How sustainable is what Deion's doing at Colorado?
Well, you know, at this point, I'd hate to bet against him, you know, or say that he can't do anything because it's amazing what he's done so far. You know, the only thing I don't know, and because I've not covered one of his games, so I don't know the quality of depth that he has on his roster. And that's the thing you worry about, you know, as a season goes on and you start playing conference games, you get some guys dinged up. What's your depth like on your offense and defensive lines in particular? That's the biggest question I have. You know, they're already without Travis Hunter, who is electrifying. They're going to be without him for, you know, potentially for a game or two. But in terms of how well coached they are and the level that they execute at, I think they can compete with anybody right now. And I think Shedeur Sanders is, in a conference full of great quarterbacks, you know, what the conference formerly known as the Pac-12, I mean, he fits right in that mold.
NIL or transfer portal having a bigger impact on college football?
I think the NIL, I think both for sure. But I think the NIL because at least with the transfer portal, it's like everybody's playing with the same deck of cards. And with the NIL, it's kind of all over the place, you know, and some places are doing more with it. Some are doing less. Some are allowed to do more. Some are allowed to do less. And so I think there's more inequities, you know, right now because there's no real oversight on it from a national perspective. So I think it's having a bigger impact right now than the portal. But from the standpoint of redoing a roster and reshaping a team, you can get a lot done with the portal. And instead of having to wait on high school kids to develop, you can go find guys that have, you know, their resume on tape of playing at that level and plug and play a lot easier.
Well, you have these old school coaches like Dabo Sweeney. He doesn't believe in, you know, NIL, you know, the anti-transfer portal. You know, at some point, you know, I don't know. Can you survive without embracing NIL and transfer portal?
No. And you know, I know Dabo has not wanted to really do a lot with the transfer portal. I do know they have NIL stuff going on at Clemson because I've, you know, done a couple games and I know some of the things that they're doing. But no, I think you have to embrace all those things because we're not going back to anything different. We're not going back to the way it was. The transfer portal is here. You know, they will tweak it in terms of how many windows there are and how long those windows are where kids can jump in and out of the portal. But we're not going away from that. And NIL is not going anywhere either. In fact, it'll probably just continue to grow.
But could you imagine Joe Paterno, Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler embracing NIL?
It would probably be enough to drive them out of the game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that they would want to be in the game with the kind of stuff that coaches have to deal with now. Because, you know, managing a roster is nothing like it used to be. Those old school coaches, they'd recruit a kid, redshirt most of their freshmen, have them for 5 years. You know, and build their roster that way. Those days are way, way gone.
Great to talk to you as always. Have fun on Saturday night. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Todd Blackledge. He'll be on the call with Noah Eagle, Catherine Tappan. It'll be Notre Dame and Ohio State Saturday, 7:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. All right. From a perception standpoint, how important is this game for Notre Dame? Now, you're hosting Ohio State. It was a good game last year in Columbus. What was the final score, Paulie?
That was to open the season. It was a really good first half. They lost 21-10, and then they followed it up with that wonky loss to Marshall the next week.
Yeah.
Notre Dame last year, if they had had a quarterback, they had a bunch of close games that, you know, they lost to Stanford just last year.
I know. Well, they got a quarterback.
So you're saying it's with Notre Dame, if they win it, people look at them differently?
I think so. Yeah. Even if they keep it close, but, you know, these are the games. If you're going to be an elite team, you know, you're playing a great team, but you got to win these games. It's sort of like Jacksonville against Kansas City, where I'm like, okay, are they going to take that next step? Is Trevor Lawrence going to take that next step? Then win that game. And they didn't play well at all. But you got Sam Hartman, who's 24, and the moment's not going to be too big for him, but I just don't know how good Notre Dame is. Ohio State, always going to have weapons. They're going to have more talent. But Notre Dame at home, got to win these games. But I think perception-wise, is it going to be, same Notre Dame? Or is it going to be, you know what? They went toe-to-toe and won that game. Yeah, Paulie.
And if they can win at Notre Dame, that sets up home October 14th, USC.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
All right, let's take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, and why would you be? Of course, because America is. I don't know if I said that the right way. If you're watching on Peacock, why wouldn't you be? You can see the Feast of Resistance. The people from King's Hawaiian came in, took over the Traegers, and we are going to go out and sample what they have made for us. We'll come back. Last call for phone calls. Wait, where's Fritzy? Did he go to the airport?
En route to...
is he out early to make sure he gets his... Okay, Fritzy's on the road. All right. Getting started. He's got Monday off. He's got the Jewish holiday. All right. Okay. Fine. We'll close up shop after this Dan Patrick Show. Getting ready to go out and taste what Chef Greg has whipped up with King's Hawaiian in the building. And King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday, you can take all these recipes that we have today. They're available at danpatrick.com, and you can create the same spread this weekend. If you're tailgating, you're going to be good to go. And there's other recipe inspirations. You can go to kingshawaiian.com. You're going to see the barbecue bacon chicken sliders, the step-by-step recipe, and you got family and friends and football and fun. Football Sundays, they're about sharing that great food with friends and family. And you throw in football, King's Hawaiian Slider Sundays. It's every Sunday should be that. It should be a national holiday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and make sure you enjoy. Make the Slider Sunday a holiday. The slider buns, the salty pretzel slider buns, the OGs, kingshawaiian.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck. Here we go, everybody. Well, Fritzy's not here. This is Todd Rundgren, in case you're wondering. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Boy band hot.
Here we go. Here we go, Marvin.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
All right, close up shop. I look forward to that every Friday. I don't know if it's any good, but I love it.
It's no good.
Yeah, it's so good. It's no good. It's so good. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com and just put in your email address. And we recap the show Monday through Friday. You will get an email, and it's beautifully done. Backroom guys, Mario and Rob, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Man, that food is good. That food is special. My thanks to Kings Hawaiian for coming in, bringing everything, and Chef Craig did a wonderful job there. Let's see. How about we recap our must-win picks? Seton, do you remember your must-win game this weekend?
I had Texas A&M over Auburn.
Okay.
That was a must-win.
All right, Marvin?
I had the Jets over the Patriots.
Okay. Paulie?
Clemson over Florida State, must-win.
All right. And I had the Chargers against the Vikings.
The T-O-double-D had Bengals over Rams.
Yeah, that's big, too.
That's a big one, too.
Yeah. Couple of phone calls here. Tim in New Jersey. Hi, Tim.
Still 5'6", 280.
All right.
You guys talk about must-win games. I got two for you. I got one with Pitt Panthers playing North Carolina. After their two bad outings, Narduzzi's still sticking with Djokovic. It's going to be an awkward game, Danny. And then you have the Steelers and Raiders, Canada and Tomlin. If they don't win, there's going to be a lot more boos during the next game. And just quick note, I know Canada's going to be the fall guy for Tomlin. You guys have a good weekend.
Probably so. Yeah, I know. Tim's been hot on that topic there, offensive coordinator. Joe in Wisconsin. Good morning, Joe. What do you have for me?
Good morning, DP. Fifth time, long time. I've heard rumblings that the Screaming Dookies marching band is looking for a new fight song, so I figure we should call on Dan Nation and bring back some of the Whose Stats Would You Want, Huh? And those types of contests. To get that fight song put together.
All right, Joe, I'm going to get you. You're going to head up the class there. Do we have a Whose Stats? We haven't played that in a long time. We haven't had a Whose Stats.
Are we due for Whose?
Tell me.
We are. Marvin, do we have a Whose Stats? Whose Stats do you want to?
Whose Stats? Whose Stats would you want? Tell me. Whose Stats? Whose Stats would you want?
I love it.
I love the out cue.
I just love that somebody took the time to do that.
Somebody, it's like sitting at his kitchen table or something. He sang that into his phone and sent it to us.
Ed in Idaho. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind today?
Hi, third time, 6'1", an emaciated 170. And I just wanted to offer up a different captive audience. Fire lookouts. I'm in my sixth season as a fire lookout, so enjoy listening to you guys as my connection to the outside world. And I wanted to. My parents both went to Shippensburg, which I figure is probably some of your inspiration for Crappensburg. They're the Big Red. That seems a little scary for that. So I wanted to say Klingons or Crowns.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ed. Ed, are you in a lookout post in the forest?
Yeah, yep, but we got snow, so I figured I could sneak in a call today.
Can you send a picture and send it to Tyler so we can look at what you're looking at right now, listening to the show?
I don't know if I could send you a picture of what I'm looking at because it's kind of panoramic and I'm not that techno, but I could send you a picture of the lookout.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you, Ed. Be safe. Thanks for joining us. Nathan in Virginia, then we'll get to this day in sports history. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Dan. Need your help. So way back in 2010, you called my boss to give me a day off of work to watch the NCAA basketball tournament because we just had our third kid under the age of 5, got a vasectomy, and got a minivan all in the same week. Well, that little girl is now 13 years old and is obsessed with Taylor Swift. So, like any good parent, I got her tickets to see her next summer. in France. So,
whoa,
it's just the two of us. How do I handle an international chick with a, she will be 14 at the time?
I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, I'd take her shopping and then blow it out there. That's a great gift.
Dad, an amazing
year.
Trip.
Dad of the year.
Yeah.
Make us look bad.
Yes. That's awesome. This day in sports history, Paulie.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back from that dad-wise.
Yeah.
Not too many. 1934, the NHL approved a new rule that allowed the awarding of penalty shots. They didn't have it before then.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1927, Gene Tunney successfully defended his heavyweight title against Jack Dempsey in the famous long count fight. Look it up. It's a good story. 1927.
On this day in 2012, this quarterback threw 79 passes. He had 730 yards. He had no interceptions. His team came back from a 23-point deficit to win 64-61. Who is this quarterback in 2012? He was 55 of 79. He has been mentioned on this show frequently. Paulie?
Case Keenum?
No. Marvin?
Someone from Hawaii?
No. It was like Timmy Chang was always.
That's winning. A good guess, though, because yeah. Those dudes put up numbers.
If you said Taylor Heinicke, you would be correct.
Wow.
Old Dominion against New Hampshire.
Vamos.
Yes. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Since Todd's already gone, we'll start with you, Seton.
Toddler's having a great weekend. That's what I learned.
Yeah? That's what you learned?
That's what I learned. Todd's going to have a great weekend this weekend.
I hope he does.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. Marvin, what did you learn today?
You said O-Town was ahead of their time.
Paulie, what'd you learn?
The MMWGOTW is appointment programming on this show.
I learned Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to talking to you on Monday. Again, our thanks to Kings Hawaiian. Wonderful partners. Have a safe weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. One more item before we send you into the weekend. Simply Safe Home Security. 24/7 live guard protection made possible by the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera available with Fast Protect monitoring plan. They want to help stop crime in real time. Let's say somebody breaks in. What happens? Simply Safe's professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and tell the intruder it'd be wise of you to leave. Simply Safe's new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. They will have a built-in siren there to stop the intruder. They're going to hear that alarm. It has a physical privacy shutter to provide protection when you need it. Privacy when you need it the most. 24/7, they're there for you. And you can set it up yourself. Less than 30 minutes. Or have a Simply Safe expert come in and do it for you. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.